Bring It Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, how's it going? Oh,
It's
I'm good. So Father's Day weekend is
Yeah,
done. Yesterday
it
was Juneteenth,
is.
a
Yes.
brand new holiday for us.
Right.
And both of those were opportunities kind of for certain families to get together, maybe a couple of generations or more.
Which would be great. I hope
Yes,
that that happened.
multi-generational celebrations
Right.
is what we
And
hope we have.
that is a great segue into what we're going to talk about
It is
today.
because there's something else that people are doing in a multi-generational fashion, and that is traveling.
I know, and I love this idea. We do
Yeah, it's the
it.
idea of grandparents and parents and children
Right.
all traveling together to enjoy themselves, take a
I
vacation,
think it's
take
a
a trip,
great idea.
to take a trip. And so, according to the experts, bookings for 3-generation travel shot up beginning last year.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, the pandemic kind of, passed in people's
Yeah.
minds, and the grandparents are ready to hit the road again, and they're ready
Yeah.
to take their families, extended families, with them.
Well, this generation of grandparents is not like,
No.
the what your
They're
stereotypical.
not sitting in rocking
No,
chairs.
they
They're
were ready to
planning family
go.
vacations. And I have some numbers here. According to the VP for Consumer Insights at the AARP, those that are planning these multi-generational trips, they expect to spend an average of
Oh, my
$6,500.
word.
So grandma is planning a good trip.
I hope my mom's listening
I hope she's
to
listening too, because they're planning some really good
Wow.
trips.
Wow,
So
wow, wow.
even if we don't have that kind of cash to
Well,
spend
we do not.
on the trip,
So
there is a lot of focus on these
yes.
multi-generational trips. And we've got some tips for things you can do.
Right, and the first thing we got to do is start planning.
Oh my goodness. When you're traveling with just two people, you've
Yes.
got to start matching up your calendars early.
It's
So imagine
yes.
if you've got parents and then you've got siblings
Right,
that
who
are
and they
going,
have
they've
kids
got
and
kids. So you've got to start, sending out group texts and
early. It's
early.
recommended 6 months out.
And then you got to figure out where you're going first. Now that's a
Right.
whole other text thread.
Yes.
Figure out where
Where
you're
you're
going.
going?
Because we've
Yes.
got kids, and when I say kids, they may be little kids or they may be
Right.
teenagers.
Or they may be like in college or have a professional job. So they've got to be able to
Yeah.
get off work.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out what time of year we're going. We got to figure out where we're
Yeah.
going, who all's going.
So give yourselves at the minimum 6 months.
Grandma's got to do some
There's
coordinating.
a lot of moving parts here.
Yes, there are. There are.
Yes. Another thing to think about is the fact that you really do not have to fly there together, drive there together. Everyone can just meet at the location.
Yeah, because that gets too tricky. We're all trying to book the same flight, and sometimes it's easier for you to fly to this airport, easier for
Yeah.
me to fly to this airport. You're closer to drive to where we're going.
Right.
As long as we all get there safely, yeah,
Yes.
we don't have to do it at the same time.
Exactly. Everybody just roll in. We're all going to meet on this date. Get here how you get here.
Now, do we all want to stay in the same hotel? Or I guess we could get one big chalet or something
Right.
and we all stay in that.
I think that would come back to your our original tip when you start planning. Kind of see what everybody's vibe is.
Yeah.
Does each family need their own place? Can we find somewhere big enough where everybody can at least have their own room,
Yeah.
but still have the congregational area, So I could see both. It just depends on how many and what everybody's needs are.
Right, that's true. That's true. So we got to think about activities that everybody can be a part of.
Yeah.
If we've got different ages, we've got different ability levels. Maybe there are some mobility
Right.
limitations. We may want to schedule something that everybody can do, like doing maybe a sightseeing tour where we can ride, maybe a bus tour of some sort, maybe doing some pool time.
Right.
Even if the younger people are going to do some kind of lesson or something that the older people don't really want to try, maybe an area where they can watch, still be a part of it, take some embarrassing pictures of them trying to learn this new skill. And then we got to think about what time of day is best for everybody. You know, everybody's not an early riser.
That's right. And if you have small children, you may be up a
They're
couple
going to be early
hours
risers.
before the rest of the family.
They are
Yeah.
early
And
risers.
earlier to bed.
Yeah,
So,
that's true.
you know,
You
it's a
may
lot
not
to
want to
think
plan something
about.
at 9:30 at night, because if they're up, they're going to be cranky.
And that will affect everyone. So, yeah. And along those lines, you know, when you're making your schedules of what you're going to do, don't try to do it all. You know, just schedule in some, time where kids can have downtime, adults can
You don't
have
have to tell me the
downtime.
schedule's downtime, because I'm going to include some of that. And what about you guys? Do you intentionally plan some downtime when you're traveling as a group?
Oh yeah, especially if we're going somewhere like that is easy for that, maybe the beach or somewhere with a pool, or if we're in the mountains, a balcony I can sit on and read for a little bit. I think that's important because, and we've all done it. We've all come home exhausted from
And
vacation.
say, I need a vacation after the vacation.
So don't exhaust yourself. And some of the best times on these multi-generational trips are just sitting around talking
That's
and
true.
laughing.
That's true. Yeah,
So,
that's when the memories are made.
yes,
Yeah,
for
because free
sure.
time does matter. You know, and think about this. Everybody doesn't have to do all the activities. I think it's important that, you know, if the sisters like to go shopping and grandma's like, it ain't my thing, or the younger teens, they like to go skating or whatever. I think it's important to cut out some time for everybody to be able to do what they enjoy. Just because the youngsters want to go skating, that doesn't mean that, you know,
Everybody has
everybody
to go.
has to go skating. I think, you know, time for everybody to enjoy, because it's all of our vacation. And so
Absolutely.
we all should get a chance to do something that we enjoy. Some people just may want a nap.
Well, and it's too, it's a lot of together time. So it's also,
It's a
it's a good way to work in a little time away,
And
you
you're not
know?
necessarily used to being with all these people all the time. So,
Right. We love them, but sometimes we just need a minute.
And so maybe we can do our thing during the day, and maybe we'll all come together for dinner tonight.
Not a problem. Not a problem with that. You know, think about your meals too. It's really fun to go out to eat, but it can be more time effective to cook and maybe your pocketbook too
Oh, especially if
by
we got
cooking
all the
at home.
generations we going out to eat.
Because just getting there and getting a table could be a lot. Now, you may just plan ahead and make some reservations, but I would say too, you know, being there cooking together, grandma and grandkids cooking, and
You
you
know, grandma's
know.
gonna do the cooking. We're gonna sit around and talk to her while she's cooking, but
But you know, grilling out, and there's a
yes,
lot of
that could
things
be
that you can
fun.
do where every meal doesn't have to be orchestrated at a big restaurant, because that could be exhausting as well. Every time you eat, you got to get 15 people in and out of a restaurant and all that. Like, wow. So maybe not do that every time you go eat.
My extended family, you know, my multi-generational family is not widespread, and yours is pretty small as well. So we wouldn't necessarily have a huge group of people, and we probably would do everything together just because there's not so
Yeah, not
many
as
of
many of
us.
us,
But
right?
you know, I like the idea of maybe doing some of the meals.
Sure. At least like breakfast, things like that, and maybe go out for dinner.
Girl, find you somewhere where breakfast is included. So you don't have to even, you
That's a
know,
nice
well,
thought.
yeah, even have to worry about that. So when you're talking about money, it's not just the meals. So we got to think about how we're dividing the cost of everything else, you know, where we're staying. Let's say we did get one big chalet and we're all staying there. Do we split the cost between all the adults? Do we do households? Sometimes the older generation pays for the lodging, which is amazing, and it's a wonderful gift. But, you know, is there a way that maybe we could contribute? If they decide we're going to pay for the lodging, what are some things we could do to kind of say thank you and still kind of
We'll
pull
pay for
our weight
their
a little bit?
meals the times you
Oh,
do go out to
yeah.
eat. Or hey, look, we'll take care of all the food. I'll bring snacks and drinks. I'm gonna take care of all of that if you if y'all are offering to pay for the place, let us take care of the rest of it.
That would be good. Just like some small acts of service. Like I'll wash the towels, you know, when we get in from, you know, the water, I'll take care of making sure all the towels get clean and folded or whatever the case is. You know, we need to be really thankful for those that
100%
did the planning.
And say thank you.
Paid. Yes.
And have your children say thank you and all those things. Yes.
Teach them to say thank you.
Yes.
And so all of this sounds like so much fun.
I'm ready to go, Tanil. Come on.
I'm ready to go to the multi-generational. And, you know, that's an opportunity for so much history to be shared, memories to be made, stories to be told. Can you imagine?
Well, I grew up, honestly, doing this every Labor Day weekend. We had a huge family reunion. And from my dad's father's side of the family, my granddaddy's side. And that's how I spent every Labor Day of my life, was with multi-generations of people at one hotel. And like, it was so fun. I mean, I like you're saying, I have many memories of cousins.
Still got the memories.
I saw them there once a year, and now we're all grown up and have our own kids. But like, we have a lot of shared memories.
Well, you need to set a date and y'all go.
Well, we started it back up again last year.
Okay,
so it was fun. Yes.
Very good. Good.
But yeah, I think it's great. And I encourage families to do this.
And you can check off this list and make sure that you've got downtime and time for everybody to do their thing. And
absolutely.
All of it. So I hope our listening audience can take some of these ideas and maybe do some multi-generational travel. And what are we spending? $6,500?
Well,
you should be able to get a really good trip in for that much
money.
I need
to find out where that family is. And go with
we need to be part of that family. Thank you all for joining this week's episode. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Bye.